T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, or as I say in Francais, bonjour.
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 Or,
bonjour.
All right, bonsoir.
Mm-hmm. There's all the French section of the recap this morning for first day of August.
I got one more.
Yeah.
Chevrolet Coupe.
Chevrolet Coupe. Yeah. All right. Let's see. We talked about today signs of compulsive buying disorders. Actually, very much similar to people that abuse alcohol and gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's nothing wrong with having a little bit of shopping, but when it gets to the point where you're obsessing over it,
yeah,
and
getting into debt,
going into a lot of debt, it really does become a problem.
If you're on the FedEx guy's Christmas card list, you might be shopping too
20
much.
Million Americans, mostly are women, surprisingly, have something called compulsive shopping addiction. And what it is, some of the signs, they talk about shopping is okay, but if you're shopping is your only hobby, shopping by yourself, you're hiding your purchases, you're downplaying how much you shop, shopping takes up a significant portion of your time, and of course you have guilt of spending money on shopping. That's probably borderline, you're heading into a problem. Might want to talk to a licensed medical professional about this. There's some other tips you can do that might help you out as well, and one of them is keeping a spending journal. Writing down every purchase you make for a month, this allows you to track where your money's going and to see if you have any superfluous spending areas that could be curtailed.
I like this other one where instead of using the credit card, just use cash.
Yeah.
Because you'll spend less cash. You have cash in your pocket. You know how much you got left, right?
Well, that, and you're more likely, you're 60% less likely to buy something if you use cash. Because you're giving up your cash.
It's
cash.
When
it's gone, it's gone.
It's almost like the credit card. It's magic. Yeah. It's your money, though, all right?
And then do something that's called a power pause. So if you really want something, maybe give you a 2 or 3 day cooling off period.
Especially with a major purchase.
You know? I have an Amazon, whatever you call it, power pause. If you look at my Amazon cart, there's nothing in it.
Uh-huh.
But there's about 382 things that are in my save for later buggy.
Really?
Oh.
So then when I do, 69 items, sorry.
Right.
So when I do decide, I just go back through that list and I'm like, does anything strike my fancy again?
But do they constantly send you an email saying, hey, you were looking at such and such?
No, Amazon does not do that. That's the only reason why I use Amazon that way.
I get it from somebody sends me that.
Yeah, they're just
I think it was Overstocks.
Yeah.
I looked at something at Christmas time. They go, hey, they keep giving me, it was an 11%, then a 12, then a 15. The coupon, I'm going, you give me 20, 25, we'll talk. But 12%? Nah.
Yeah,
forget about it.
I got this email yesterday. Oops, you left something behind in your buggy. It's feeling abandoned.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They guilt you into buying stuff, don't they? Doesn't really help this particular buying disorder, does it?
I found those shoes crying this morning.
So, in college campuses across the country, it's kind of a thing. If you know somebody that has ADHD, they have medications like a Ritalin and Adderall. That people swear that, if you take it, you can cram for study, you can stay up, you do better in testing. Well, come to find out, that's not really true, at least to this particular study that came out. They had half the group take a standard 30 milligram dose of Adderall, which is a medication used for ADHD.
And it focuses you, right?
Hyper-focus.
Right. Yeah. And then the other one, they took a placebo. They said the students that had the Adderall experienced an increase in their blood pressure and heart rate, as well as increased alertness and their ability to focus. However, it did not translate into better ability to think, remember, or problem solve.
That's something.
Because it's not meant for your brain.
Right.
It was meant for somebody that has ADHD.
Right.
It's meant for somebody who has, it increases the activity where your brain works in its memory. So in essence, it works for people that have ADHD.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, it's just going to raise your blood pressure, your heart rate, and increase you. So in essence, it's like drinking coffee.
Right.
But it might also impair your thinking. It might have an opposite effect on you.
Yes, that's true. Plus, as we mentioned on the air, it is illegal for you to...
It is a controlled substance.
Yes, a controlled substance you're giving illegally if you're not prescribed it. So
I believe that's called a felony.
Yeah, that's not going to look good on an application, I'll tell you that.
What you in for? Adderall.
I did the big A.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your dog's age, because I grew up, it was always you. Whatever human year was one year.
Times seven.
That was a dog's year.
I remember the formula was supposedly, when they changed it, it was like the first 2 years are seven. So that's up to 14. And then you add 2 or 3 years after that for every year that they live.
We'll come to find out this.
None of that's right, though.
Not right at all. And actually, some vets came up with something that's very important. And it's called the stages of a dog.
Yeah, there's seven different stages in a dog's life.
Yeah, so you have the puppy stage, that's birth to 6 months, junior, where their dog is reproductively nature, but mature, but they're still growing, that's 6 to 9 months. When your puppy's all grown up and finished growing, it's considered an adult, that's from 9 months to 6.5 years. The next stage is mature, 6.5 years to 9 years. Then they move into senior, which is 9 years and 9 months to 13 years. Anything over 13 is geriatric. Why this is so important is, Kristen even brought it up with her dogs as well, mm-hmm. is that it's very important to know what type of food they are eating, what kind of health conditions they worry about, based on how old the dog is.
Yeah, and it can get really expensive because senior dog food is more expensive, and the senior well check at the vet is extremely expensive because they draw blood every time to make sure they don't have diabetes, they don't have issues with lipids, and they can get cholesterol issues too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a lot more expensive if you have a true senior dog.
Yeah, and plus, you know, the smaller the dog, they'll live longer.
Exactly.
Yeah, the bigger dogs live kind of shorter.
Yeah, this example right here is it wouldn't account for like a Great Dane or a Mastiff or something.
Yeah.
It's tough to get them to live over, you know,
exactly.
9 years.
Exactly. So, video game coaches.
No.
I laughed when I first said that some parents actually are looking at little Johnny playing, what's it called?
Fortnite.
And thinks, you know, if I got him a coach, he'd probably get a scholarship.
Well, why not? I mean, we get tutors for math and reading, and why not have a tutor, in essence, for video games?
My brother got a rodeo scholarship, so I guess you can get a scholarship for anything.
Well, and, you know, they are talking about, there was a story I remember reading a long time ago, but they talk about surgeons. Now, it's not where they cup the cup. They actually do the microscopic, and they have robots that go in.
Yeah.
So you really do need to have good eye-hand coordination.
Good dexterity.
And that kind of does play into video games.
Or if you want to drive a Predator drone.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fly a Predator drone. Or if you just want to have eat Cheetos and have Cheeto dust on your fingers.
No, they have a glove for that out. Remember we talked about the glove. The Cheeto glove.
That's true. That's true.
Don't steal that. That's my idea.
Anyways, it's probably lucrative if you're good at Fortnite and becoming a video game coach. Apparently, there's websites. One's called Gamer Sensei.
Gamer Sensei.
Bitvine, which according to this article said they hired out more than 1,400 Fortnite coaches since March. I want to know.
Wouldn't it be better to discover it on your own? That's how you should learn instead of somebody giving you a leg up. If you play a video game, you by answering all these questions yourself, you're actually learning. Otherwise, somebody's just showing you the shortcuts, and are you learning?
Yeah, well, but you know, that's like with you're learning with a tutor, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know.
After watching my child play Fortnite for probably 48 hours a day, I can tell you it's some serious stuff.
I love the description when you were telling us originally about what Fortnite, and apparently you have, a 65-inch TV screen?
Yes, we have a very large TV screen.
How far does your son sit from it?
About 3 inches.
She's playing the game.
I showed a picture we caught on the security camera, and they are literally sitting. If they reach their hand out, they touch the computer screen or the TV screen.
65 inches of it.
But apparently it's good because it's a first person point of view thing.
Ah, okay.
So like when their player is turning their head, like they can turn their head.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Do they need to use sunblock for the radiation?
I'm telling you, they're going to go blind. Jeremy already wears glasses, so whatever.
Yeah, well, let's even make it worse. It's magnifying the sun into his eyes. Let's talk about the world's most popular lipstick color, because
I still can't find.
I need this information. Millennial pink. According to the AR Beauty app, YouCam Makeup, which is virtual lipstick try-ons.
Yeah. And they looked at millions of these people. Apparently, there's an app where you can put your lips on, picture your lips, and then try on different colors virtually.
Do you have this app?
I had it a while back. I've deleted it, but yes, I had it.
I almost want to try it. I want to see what I look like.
You should see what color matches.
We tried looking up millennial pink, and there's a million different tones of it.
Well, the thing
I didn't see one particular.
I feel like every
color.
Brand, like, you know, there was a Dior one, and then there was a MAC one, and then there is a tone that is, and it's like 90s pink, which I actually personally can't stand. But yeah, there was like a general tone of pink. But nothing was called Millennial Pink.
Nothing. Okay. So that makes it a little bit more difficult then. Yeah. But apparently it's like for all the people that have done this virtual lip try-on,
yeah.
More than 20% of it was something that was called Millennial Pink. So maybe they were trying to find the...
Their shade of Millennial Pink. Yeah. Must be something like that 90s pink.
And yeah. I think culturally, depending on which culture you're in, the Chinese culture, the skin tone would have a lot to do with it.
Yeah, they said, but this one here, that more in like in Far East cultures, in Asian cultures, they would use more purples, oranges, and lighter sheer shades. Mm-hmm. Those in the West tend to prefer matte finishes, while those in the in Asia prefer the sheer finish.
And so, then there's goths.
Goths. Goth never really goes away, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Is black a color?
I have black lipstick.
I remember
that.
What
about nails? Yeah. Do you have the nails? Do you ever do the nails thing, too?
I never really did a style like that. I've never fallen into that category of a stereotype.
Yeah, I came real close to doing the eyeliner one time.
Yeah?
Real close.
Mick Jagger does it.
Yeah.
A lot. Steven Tyler does it.
Well, if they do it, and they're big rock stars.
I did it one time when I was a pirate.
Did you?
Dressed up as a pirate at a celebrity bartending thing.
So
it was actually kind of fun, to tell you the truth. And I forgot to wipe it off, so I came to work like, what's wrong with you?
There's something different. So finally today, we talked about something Storm loves, Kristen doesn't. That's a great, great game of baseball. This is going to be the perfect matching for you two.
Yes.
Because on average, the average 9-inning Major League Baseball game last year took 3 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And baseball is not known for its speed. It's already kind of a slower game, like you were saying, Storm. It's more like a chess game.
Yeah, it is like chess, and I find it fascinating to keep up with it. But I also do crossword puzzles, so what do I know?
So, but what they said is that there is a certain formula. The people on the website 538 said that there is actually a time in a game you can actually walk and leave the baseball game, and you won't miss anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. So here's the cheat sheet for it.
All right, you ready for it here? At the sixth inning, if the leading team is ahead by 4 or more runs, you can start up the car and head home.
Unless it's the Gators.
The Gators?
I've seen them lose.
They say there's a less than 5% chance that the other team will deliver a miracle comeback. They say if you can use this cheat, you can usually leave out of 8 out of every 10 games, you can leave early. So, you know, if you want to do it, you can.
Yeah.
But they did say, this is what I find interesting. By you leaving early in the sixth inning based on an entire baseball season, you're going to save yourself 1,612 hours of your life to do other things.
You're going to miss the seventh inning stretch where they have the T-shirt guns.
I've never caught a T-shirt.
No?
No, I haven't either.
No.
Seems to me incredibly libelous. What's your liability on shooting T-shirts into a crowd?
I remember catching the little beads for Mardi Gras.
Oh yeah!
Which is crazy because people will like punch you in the face for a plastic strand of beads.
Yeah, 99-cent strand of beads.
Unless you're a woman, and it's a lot easier.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Yeah.
All right.
The last baseball game I went to, someone was supposed to get their 300th something. So all
game
long.
Say you are a fan.
Yeah. All game long, everybody was like on the edge of their seats. And every time he was up to bat, he was, you know, and it never happened the whole game. And that's literally the last baseball game I went to because I was like, this is dumb. He didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Right.
Ugh,
and you do love hockey, right?
I love hockey.
Yeah.
Love hockey.
You don't pronounce the H. It's Aki.
Aki.
Yeah. No. I see you learn something every day on this podcast. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
Hey, we see ya.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.